Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, my name's Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and want to thank you for joining us for today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled Applying Scripture. One of my favorite classes in seminary was biblical hermeneutics. In the class, we learned how to study the Bible. It's a class that served me well over the years. The professor taught a three-step process for studying the Bible. The first was observation, trying to answer the question, what does the text say? The second step was interpretation. What was the message for the original readers? And then finally, application. What is God saying to us today? The application part of the process is often the most challenging because we're taking a message that was given to a specific audience and trying to apply it to a different audience who live in a different context and attempting to do that in an honest way. As I was reading through Paul's letter to the Corinthians, I noticed that application was something that Paul dealt with as well. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, he wrote, "To the married I give this charge, not I, but the Lord." That part, "not I, but the Lord," means that he was talking about Jesus' teaching and applying it directly to the Corinthian believers. It was straightforward and applied to them exactly as Jesus had taught it. However, in verse 12, he wrote, "To the rest I say, I, not the Lord." I love the honesty Paul exhibits when he wrote, "I, not the Lord." He's shooting straight and he's telling the Corinthians that he didn't receive this teaching from Jesus. And in order to speak into the situation the Corinthian believers were in, he needed to apply Jesus' teaching to their context rather than simply relaying Jesus' teaching to them. He was going beyond what was written or taught at the time. Now, we know that Paul did a good job of application because his instruction was guided by the Holy Spirit and canonized in Holy Scripture. But it still took work to discern God's leading. Application always takes work because it's going beyond what is written and discerning what God would say to us today. Applying Scripture is often more of an art than a science because Scripture doesn't speak directly to every situation we find ourselves in. Paul had to do that 2,000 years ago, and we have to do it today. Applying Scripture to life is a great joy, but it's not easy. So here are a few things that you could keep in mind as you try to apply Scripture to your daily life. First, make sure that your application is in alignment with the teaching of Scripture as a whole. Second, look for examples to follow, promises to embrace, or prayers to echo. And then finally, prioritize the teaching and commands of Jesus, seeking to be obedient to Him above all else. One of the things Paul subtly points out is that God wants to meet us in the unique situations of our lives. And by the power of His Spirit and through the instruction of Scripture, He will be faithful to guide us. So today, would you ask Him to help you apply Scripture to something you're facing in your real life? Let me pray for you as you do that. So Jesus, thank you for everyone listening. And I pray that by the power of your Spirit, you would guide them to live in your way with your heart. Lord, help us lean in to the challenge and joy of applying Scripture to our daily life, that we might experience you in all of the fullness that you intend us to. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening, friends. Have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.